Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes, I just checked the watch and it's 4 p.m. That means it's time for Johnny and Inel Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, got some new Xanavix here. Oh, all right.
Ow. Oh.
So, yeah, that's basically it. I didn't even want to start by speaking there. I just wanted to give you my full array of sound effects before you heard my voice.
Is that your, like, little intro thing? Yeah, you got, like, all these sound effects as if it's, like, a video game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it works quite well as well. So, yeah, I mean, we could even see, you know, this is live, as Inel's just said, it is live and loud with Johnny and Inel. That's with me, Johnny Cochran.
And me, Inel Tomlinson.
It was a great.
So I've seen you replaced your Mr. Loverman and your friend zone
Mate,
thing.
That's coming up next anyway.
Oh, it's still got it, is it?
Yeah.
But you just got some new ones anyway.
Just new things.
And
to try.
So why'd you get a round of applause here?
Because I'm also known as Mr. Loverman. Johnny.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you got a groan. You got. Because you're also known as.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like I said, I've embraced the role. I'm loving it.
Wingman.
I tell you what, being that friend now.
Yeah. You've started to set up a full home in the friendship zone, haven't you?
I figured I've been in the zone for quite a while. I thought, you know, I might as well make it comfortable.
You've been buying up real estate in the friendship zone.
I'll tell you what, renting it out.
Absolutely. Got some development plans out there.
I tell you what, we're going to have a little gazebo over there. We're going to have a pool over there.
We're not going to have any partners, so we might as well be comfortable. Absolutely. Awesome.
But hello and welcome and thanks for tuning in, people. Hello.
Yeah, hi, people. You've done the right thing by tuning in, so well done to you.
Yep.
First achievement of the day, so congratulations.
Well done. Second achievement goes to those who want to get in touch with us, and it's easy. All you can do is email us at johnny9l@fubarradio.com.
Yeah. What have you bought in here?
I bought some Eric Elephants.
Oh, right. Yeah, so these are the knockoff Percy Pigs, right?
Yeah, they are. couldn't get Percy Pigs, but we got Eric Elephant, though. Pretty much the same size. If anything, tastes better because cheaper.
They're actually a bit bigger because you've got the trunk.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See?
I mean, people know that I'm eating one by now, but so I don't care.
You're always eating on here, so there's no difference.
But that's quite nice.
It is, see? I told you. They taste wonderful, man. They taste exactly like them. Slightly bigger and cheaper. Boom, you're winning.
To be honest, ever since that David Cameron nonsense, I don't really want Percy Pigs anymore. It's cut me off. Eric the Elephant.
I don't think anyone looks at bacon the same way. Did we say that? No, I just had a bacon and lettuce sarnie.
It's not stopped you, is it?
No, it hasn't. I tell you, well, it should have done.
Yeah.
But Johnny, tell the people what's going on. What's going to be happening on today's Live and Loud show?
Well, we will be starting with our wonderful What's Trending section.
What's been going on? What's been trending?
That's just basically all the stories that have been being talked about in the worlds of social media.
Yes, what have you guys been going on about?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. And there's been a few stories jumping off.
We've got some interesting topics this week. I like it.
Absolutely. But we won't be done there.
No, because after that we got our infamous Lend an Ear section where real people send in real problems. That's you guys. Send us your problems to the same email address, johnny9l@fubarradio.com, and we will answer it and give you the best advice you ever heard in your life.
Yeah, it will be 100% solid proof. As I've said last week, it's like Ron Seal does what it says on the tin.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
That's right. Boom.
It does come with a guarantee. If the problem hasn't been solved within a year, you do get to ask another question. You're not getting any compensation or anything like that, but you can ask another one.
We do like to hear follow-ups as well, because we've answered so many now. I mean, how many problems have we answered?
It's not about quantity, I know. It's about quality.
It's about the quality of the advice that we give.
And it's the level of happiness that we've brought out there. So, yeah, we could go, oh, you've probably helped out well over 100 people. Of course we have. But it's by how much we've helped these people out. It's
we've okay. changed lives.
For the better.
Yeah, indeed.
I was trying to find some feedback out from one of the problems last week, but we'll be getting it next week now. Doesn't matter. Mm. But we do want to hear from you. We've got an A and E section. We've obviously got some problems that are already written in, but we want to hear yours straight away. Just send them in so we can sort it out for you.
Ooh, look, phones are already buzzing off. Look, people are already sending them in. That's quick. But after that, we got our blast from the past section. That's right.
That blast has come all the way from the past.
Yeah.
That is our section. A blast from the past section, where we take a buzzword, and we talk about what that buzzword makes us think about, the stories that makes us think about, and in turn, we then play a song that those stories make us think about.
Oh, indeedy. So, but Johnny, what is today's buzzword?
Our buzzword is taxi.
Taxi?
Yeah, taxi cab.
Taxi cab. Not minicab, but taxi cab, is it?
Any form of taxi. So, to be honest, yeah. If
not any form, there's quite a few different types of taxi.
We could even open it up as well. The buzzword is taxi. If anyone has any funny taxi stories, you know, send them in. They'll come after our blast from the past section. We'll open it up to you.
No.
It's only getting read out if it's funny, though. If it's just, I just got a cab last night to my mum's. It's not getting read out. Sorry. Not good enough.
What have you got against people's mouths?
Well, I mean, I want some more drama. I need a Kaiser Soze ending in there, okay? I need to not know what's coming next.
People dropping mugs on the floor, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Smash.
Kobayashi. need that. But we are not done with the blocks
from the past. No, we're not done, because after that we have spoilers on screen.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking Fear of the Walking Dead, Hunted, which is on again tonight.
Oh, I love that programme. Hunted gets better every week.
It's wicked. I know you don't watch it, but I might. X on the Beach is
it's
trashy, but it's just hilarious. Ooh. And another programme which really has to get talked about.
Yeah.
Is Narcos.
Oh.
I mean, this show is unreal. I'm addicted.
I've heard good things. I haven't had a chance to watch that because I was at the cinema last night. I saw The Martian.
Did you?
I did.
And no spoilers, but film of the year.
Really?
Film of the year.
I really do want to see that.
Film of the year.
Well, he was in what's his name as well? In
Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah. Well, wasn't he? Is it a kind of similar feel? Because he's like that, isn't he?
It's different. It's different, but it's... It's better than Interstellar.
Is it?
It's better.
Wow.
It's big talk from Ryan.
I loved Interstellar. I thought it was amazing.
Casting's great. Direction's great.
All over it.
Story, yeah. Boom. Roller coaster. Nice pacing. Good science behind it as well. Yes. They didn't leave out the science part. None of that, like, Armageddon BS where it's like, let's bring a drill to space. This is some proper botanist kind of, I'm going to think my way out of this problem.
Mm.
Nice.
At least Aerosmith aren't constantly singing in the background as well. The drill's not going to work. I can lay awake. Don't need that. and I kiss your ass.
Yeah.
Constantly kissing eyes. That's their problem. That's Steven Tyler's problem. Stop kissing people's eyes.
That was one of the most depressing action films I've ever seen, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, it was depressing the entire way through to the end. And then it was still depressing.
Why was it so depressing?
It's the end of the world. Everyone's like praying that they think it's it. That's it. There's no hope left. This Bruce Willis is in charge.
Yeah, that would be quite depressing if Bruce Willis was in charge of everything, to be fair. Running around in his wife beater, just ordering people around.
With his daughter that's copied off with someone else that he doesn't like. It's like, this is not the sort of drummer you want to be taking to space.
No. Not only have we been governed by Bruce Willis, but it's an angry Bruce Willis.
It's not that angry diehard kind of Bruce Willis. It's the other one.
It's try hard, which is even worse. Absolutely. I know we haven't got any room for anything else then, obviously, with all those sections.
Well, we do.
What's that?
We got room for something else.
What's that?
Well, I'm sure we can find a few minutes here and there to do something.
Well, I mean, there's going to be so much talking, aren't there?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, wait a sec. You don't mean us finding room for the absolute bangers and thumpers, the biggest thumpers this side of Missouri this week. Missouri.
I love seeing you do that. You get
bumpers.
So hyped. It's like, yes! Bangers! Thumpers!
Do you know what? I think you're right. We're going to have to find some absolute bangers and thumpers. And whilst we're on that subject, we might as well start with one here.
Oh, okay.
This song just generally is a bit of a blast from the past for me, but it's always been one of my favourites. This one is by the Artful Dodger. We love Artful Dodger. Mm. And it's called 24/7. Nailed it.
We did. We did.
Again. When do we stop?
Oh,
when
gosh.
Yeah, so. Straight away. So
email time.
Yeah, straight in there. Oh, Netflix and chill. Hey, Johnny and I now. I keep getting asked, by this guy to come over for a Netflix and chill. I like him, but I'm not interested in him that way. How do I let him know without hurting him? Amanda in Tottenham.
Amanda, that's the new school wave, isn't it, now? Mm. For those that don't know, Netflix and chills, when you go around, plan to watch some Netflix, and then you end, and chill, then you end up just...
Getting it on.
All of
us, it's Netflix and chill, and all of a sudden... Wow. Who turned that on? Oh, that Netflix has gone off awfully quick.
I'm from the old school kind of point of view. I'm like the box set kind of guy. So box sex. That's what I prefer.
Ah, right.
Box
sex.
Yeah.
There you go.
Box sex.
It doesn't sound that tempted, to be fair. I'm going to come out for some box sex. It all starts to make sense.
Just put that Buffy the Vampire Slayer away. It's not 1999.
Why have you got a pack of minstrels trying to seduce me? Fine, I'll eat them myself. Tell him you like Amazon Prime more, to be fair.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Say, oh, a very limited supply of things that you're interested in on Netflix.
Well, the thing is, Amanda knows what she's going in for. It's a manner, isn't it? Yeah, she knows what she's getting in for, so it's whether she's ready for that sort of thing.
No, well, she's literally saying, I am not interested in him in that way.
Oh, so you got to lock it off then.
How do I let him down without hurting him? And I'm saying, just say...
You've already got Netflix.
Well, I've got Amazon Prime. Yeah, you say, I've completed Netflix.
Completed it.
Everything's done.
Moved on to Now TV.
Yeah, exactly. Or on Sky Go, on Sky On Demand, something like that.
Well, tell him you're a classy girl, Amanda, and say you deserve more than Netflix and chill.
Yeah, but to be honest, so let's get realistic about it. This guy's on a hustle anyway. If he's asking you around for a Netflix and chill, he's just trying to get all, he wants the goodies, basically. So
he wants the goodies!
I'll just be like, look, do you want to come around for Netflix and chill? How about I'll come around for a Netflix and you're not there? Because I need to catch up and stuff, but I'm not interested in any kind of contact with you. Just let him know. Nothing's happening like that. So, yeah, you got to let him know, Amanda. You got to let him know. Got to let him know.
Look at that. Harsh. Johnny's harsh but fair there.
Well, he's on the hustle anyway, you know what I mean? It's not like he said...
He's a hustler, baby.
Exactly. It's not like he's got down on one knee and went, you're the most amazing person. You got to save his feelings. It's just like, no, I don't want to come round for a chill sesh. Thank you. Matt Damon.
Oh.
Hey, John and Arnell.
Hi.
Hollywood has spent so much time saving Matt Damon, Saving Private Ryan, Interstellar, and now The Martian. I think the next time he gets lost, we shouldn't bother looking for him. From Oliver, friend of the show.
Hey! It's very true. It's very true. Matt Damon is good. He gets a lot.
Just lost all the time.
He plays
isn't
it well.
He does. He's wicked, actually, Matt Damon. He's one of my favourites,
yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah.
And, or oh, it's... You know, he's not technically lost, but he's lost his identity, you know, in Bourne.
Oh,
and he's got to try and find himself again, like, oh, God.
He was a beast in that. That's where I kind of said, yeah, Matt Damon.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sick in Goodwill Hunting as well, though.
He is. But I don't like his friend Ben Affleck, though. I'm not a fan.
No.
Not a fan of his, mate.
No, I don't think he's that good. No. Although Gone Girl was quite good. But
I
like that point, Oliver. It's a good point. If he gets lost again, leave him. Leave him for dead.
Don't you be spending millions to go and rescue him. Just leave him.
Exactly. And even then, you got to get your proper searchers out looking for him to speed it up. You know what I mean? But, I don't know.
Another one.
Sweets.
Ooh.
Do you prefer gummy sweets or chocolate? I am up for getting a share bag with you, Johnny. Claire in Wanstead.
Oh, I tell you what, that little button you press is definitely working.
Oh my goodness, I tell you what. I'm going by Tesco's on the way out to get some Revels.
I think he's decided it's chocolate.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Leave the gummy ones behind.
There you go. Oh, was that a toffee, was it, Claire? Oh.
Tasty salt.
Oh, I can't. Ooh, I'm struggling to chew these ones, yeah. Where are they? Yeah, absolutely. It's either that or the smirk on my face. I don't know. Oh, should we Netflix and chill or just play a song? Oh, a song, you say? Just put that on. Absolutely,
she's
Claire.
She's so forward, that Claire.
She is. She is. Do you know, actually, Claire, I do prefer like gummy sweets than chocolate. I'm not a massive chocolate fan.
Well, you are eating some gummy ones right now.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Get him some Eric the Elephants, Claire, and then he'll be all yours.
That is not legally binding, though, Claire, you know. We'll have to just, I haven't met you yet. I just need to make sure you're not absolutely loopy. You know, not signing up the rest of my life just because you bought me some opal fruits or something like that. Okay,
she's a nutter, but I just can't leave her.
I'm incredibly worried at what you've signed me up to. She's turning up in my house every day with a bag of Haribo saying I'm promised to her.
As long as you keep topping him up, Claire, he'll be yours.
just I'll be a wreck in a couple of years round Claire's house. So you're coming back. You're right, Johnny. I'm not, but I'm just high on E numbers right now, to be fair.
No teeth, though. Just stick to the gummy.
Where's my insulin?
Where's the gummy sweets?
Oh, dear. potentially up for that, though, Claire. Bear it in mind. Gambling thick and fast now.
Ooh.
Hey. Hey, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
Just wanted to email and say thank you for helping me through my uni work. I have now been awake for over 24 hours. What's the longest you have been awake, Harry in Manchester?
Ooh, I think 2 days is the longest I've been up, and it was probably doing uni work as well. I remember doing my dissertation, 10,000 words on how does the role of Islam affect drama in a single-sex comprehensive school was my topic.
Boring. Oh, dear. 2 days worth of staying awake for that. No wonder, I'll tell you what. Do you know, I studied film and TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my modules was pornography. Genuinely.
So I'm working hard, yeah. and you're doing porno
I've
modules.
I've got Monday morning screenings and of Debbie Does Dallas or whatever it is.
Is that what girls go for then? How comes I'm in the friend zone and... You're watching porn and everyone's like, I thought I'm some sweets.
Well,
any day of the week.
I've clearly got an edge about me. Who knows? Right.
They just want to watch porn and chill. That's right. Right.
Oh, dear. Netflix is want a Playboy and chill. Sesh. I stayed awake for quite some time. Do you know that stage where you're genuinely, like, your body's shutting down?
Yeah.
And you start becoming
start
quite...
shakes.
You become hyper as well and start, I forgot the word, where you kind of go giddy almost. Had a bit of that. I did one time as well stay awake for ages and had to drive home. I dropped my brother off at uni in Norwich. I had to drive home and I literally was... I was so petrified. I was like, I'm falling asleep here. I was closing my eyes at times. I was like, what is going on? And my mate was with me, and he just fell asleep. He couldn't stay awake. And by the end, like, I managed to get home, but I was so close to just literally snoring, going straight off the middle bank.
You hope you went on one of them A-roads, because that nearly happened to me once, driving on them A-roads at night, and I was falling asleep, and I just realised, I need to pull over, because I can't. I've been asleep for at least 10 seconds on one of those. My eyes are closed for at least 10 seconds.
Yeah. I need
to pull over.
When you're waking up and you're on a different part of the road, you go... That's what I was like. And basically, I ended up going to sleep, but I was in such a state of tension that I started I had a lucid dream that I was back on the motorway.
Oh, gosh.
And so basically, I was dreaming in absolute panic mode, thinking that I'm going to fall asleep. So I was dreaming and saying, don't fall asleep,
so
don't
you,
fall asleep.
So you were trying to stay awake in your dream even though you was asleep.
Exactly, right?
And that's a mucked up inception.
It gets worse. It gets worse, right? Because at some point, I realised that I was dreaming. I was like, no, I've got home. And then I went, there's only one way you're going to be able to judge this, and you're going to have to crash your car in your dream. Right,
it's the only way to escape the dream.
It's the only way. You've got to break.
You've got to kill yourself.
And then I was thinking, but maybe I've lost it. Maybe I've, like, maybe this is...
That's what they want me to do.
But in the end, I crashed my car and then flipped it and I just landed back on the thing. And then I was like, no, see, this is dreaming. So I kept doing it kind of thing. I woke up. I was in a frenzy. It was horrible.
How many times did you crash the car?
Like, it must have been a few times. I woke up. I had to look at my car outside to let myself know that I was not still in it.
You were more worried about the insurance.
My no claims bonus.
Damn it! 8 years!
Exactly. But I was alive. So there we go. And that's the last email we have right now.
Do keep
them coming in.
Awesome, yeah, we love those.
Yeah. So I know we're on to our...
What's trending?
Absolutely. So obviously this is the stories that are in social media this week. And the first one... is that there's been quite a big anti-austerity protest this week up in Manchester.
Money on the map.
I'll put money on the map, yeah, absolutely. Like, because of the Tory party conference that was going on.
And I've seen Mr. Corbyn there, made a little appearance as well.
He's got to, to be fair. I mean, David Cameron, scumbag.
He was.
But basically, one thing that started to come off the back of this that was revealed is that some photos have been circulated showing that there were actually snipers placed on the roofs around Manchester, like overlooking this anti-austerity protest, which is pretty mental, to say the least. There's 60,000 people on the streets of Manchester. But the police's explanation for why there are snipers looking at what is essentially a peaceful protest was that, oh, they were there for reasons of observation.
I know. You don't observe down a sniper's scope.
Have you ever heard of binoculars, guys?
Use a drone camera or something. Is that
CCTV everywhere. Don't use a sniper scope. And that's the maddest thing. Because could you imagine, like, if you knew when you were down there that a sniper could be, like, peering at you down his scope at your scalp?
It's quite chilling, to be fair. Like, you do worry of stuff like this because, obviously, like, police state stuff. When this is essentially, you know, it's not like there's a hit planned or anything. This is a protest. Even if they smash a shot up, you can't be getting shot in your head and stuff like that. Exactly. Run! All of a sudden, you've got scenes from Enemy at the Gates. Vasily's just popping you off. Exactly. You can't have that. But, it's, you know, I mean, even the guy says, oh, yeah, look, the scopes on the sniper rifles are really long range, good for long range sight. But, you know, it doesn't even make a difference. Why don't you just take the scope off of the gun?
Use a telescope.
Exactly. Talking about observation, why is the observational piece of equipment attached to a long range rifle that can kill? It's mental.
I know, it's nuts. It's the fact that it happened during the Conservative conference just goes to show. It's just nasty pieces of work that they are.
Well, they're getting protected. Well, that's it. But I mean, that logic that, oh, yeah, it's just for observation reasons, is about as logical as giving the police samurai swords in case anyone needs a haircut. You know, or, oh, they've got tasers in case someone's phone runs out of battery. What are you talking about? You know.
There you go. You got about another 10%.
There you go. You should be able to call home now, mate.
Go on, ring your mum. Tell her you're all right.
Tell her you won't be coming home because you've been shot by a sniper.
You see the speech that David Cameron gave the other day?
What about Corbyn? Corbyn? Mm. Yeah, well, nothing surprised me, that guy. Anyway, he's making up lies again, isn't he?
Hitler-esque.
Yeah, well, wow. Don't know who's listening there. For legal reasons, Johnny and I now are not suggesting that David Cameron is Hitler or trying to be Hitler.
Just Hitler-esque.
I've just been asked to read this statement. The views expressed by Johnny and I now are not those of FUBAR Radio or anyone
else. No, it angered me so much just seeing it. Obviously, it's not a thing where it's not surprising, as you say, coming from his mouth and the fact that how they've got into power and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's the hypocrisy about it is insane.
Yeah, he's a mad hypocrite. And to be honest, I mean, he's making up lies anyway. It's all from, to be honest, that the Jeremy Corbyn thing, which really gets on my nerves, which he keeps bringing up, is like, yeah, you know, the fact he said, oh, it's a tragedy.
Taken out of context.
It just doesn't, yeah, tragedy, Bin Laden died. That's not what he said anyway. Ooh. It was more, he should have been on trial, which is right. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have just been up for assassinations and stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But once again, Cameron's coming out of absolute rubbish. At the same time, you know, he's going back on his words with regards to other countries. But, I mean, conversation for another time, I guess. But yeah, no, I couldn't believe the fact they got these snipers out and about. They're absolutely mental. Mm. But you know, the thing is if they actually felt like the, you know, one, they could say it's for observation all they want, but if they thought the protesters were getting a bit out of hand, they got a gun on there. They're not just watching, are they? They might just go, what? Oh, right, someone's dropped. Okay, we were just watching. But did you see as well that a few of the Tory people got egged by the protesters.
Oh, was
yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I did. I see the younger kid was giving a little interview to camera. They're like, smack bang. What are you doing here?
There
mate?
You go.
You're in the wrong place. Could you conference
imagine,
is that way?
Could you imagine the snipers have been scrambled because people are getting egged? They're like, we've had reports that there's a couple of hard boiled eggs in the crowd. Take them down.
Take them down.
But it's just an egg. It's hard boiled. Take that shot, soldier.
I got. Is this the worst excuse in the world? It's treating people as if they're stupid, saying we're using them for binocular reasons and stuff like that, and it's for long range. That's the. It's making people. It's assuming people are stupid. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, absolutely. Been getting away with it for a long time as well. It's a shame actually that David Cameron didn't get eggs because we know he's got a fondness for pigs as well, and we know bacon and eggs goes well together.
Hey!
So there you go. Get that one in nice and early, guys. Cheers for tuning in to Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud.
Johnny and Arnell.
He didn't need that. Thank you and good night, guys.
Next up.
Next subject.
It's the new Airbus design that they kind of revealed that it kind of shows passengers stacked on top of each other. I'm going to try and tweet out the diagram because
it's mental.
It's nuts.
So basically, the crux of it is where people would be sitting usually on a plane, now they're putting people on a level above their heads. So that's literally stacking people on top of each other. So there would be someone like sitting where the like overhead compartment goes almost. There's going to be someone sitting up there as well. It's absolutely mental. Brings a new side, a new spin to the term cattle class, that's for sure.
It's going to be a nightmare getting to the toilet. It's like, oh, sorry, mate. Sorry, mind your head, mind your head.
I don't know how they're going to do it. They're going to have to slide down a fireman's pole to get down to the bog. But it
looks. Couldn't help us back out, Christian, mate.
Yes. This is it. I mean, you know, you get them annoying people on a plane that sometimes are kicking the back of your seat. Mm. Now you're going to have, like, people's feet dangling in front of your face. Just toes, like people's verrucas on your nose.
Especially,
just like,
yeah, because they're going to take off their shoes because they don't want to get that deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah.
Cheese is going to be coming out like crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just that pong in the air.
Pong.
You know, just like, what? I'm allowed to take my feet off. Shoes off. I'm up here. Shouldn't be discriminated against. Mm. Why not? Very unpleasant journeys. But the thing is they're literally going to be sitting with the overhead like compartments.
Yeah.
If they start getting treated like that, because the thing is sometimes with your overhead luggage, there's not even enough room for it, and it has to get checked in to the main luggage hall. If they start treating the passengers like that, like there's not enough room on the upper seats,
mate, you're gonna have to go.
We're gonna have to check you in. Start putting your kids on a little conveyor belt. Like there you go.
My thing is when it all goes wrong is when the air masks come down, you're gonna be grabbing someone else's. It's like that's mine. That's my one, yours was ours. Yeah. Pass it down.
Yeah. The oxygen bars.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Well, no, not even that. They'll just be pulling like shoelaces and stuff like that because it's
design.
Once Ryanair get their hands on it as well, they always try and squeeze a little bit extra juice out. They're literally going to have people laying on top of each other. You know what I mean? And you've got to pay an extra £15 if you don't want to have to be in like spoonish position all the way to Mallorca.
I just don't like the fact that someone's going to be sitting above me. It's especially if they let one off. It's midair pressurized cabin. Oh shit! That's it. Game over. Game over, long haul flight.
That downward draft. Don't need it, do you? Don't need it. Wow. No, absolutely. It's unnerving. It is unnerving. And I for one, I don't want to see it, Airbus.
They
don't want
to get those really tall air hostesses to serve both people. Both sets of people up and down.
Yeah.
It's just giant 7-foot air hostesses.
Well, no, more to the point, they'll be throwing people's dinner up to them as well, you know, as they're going round.
Go on, catch, mate, catch.
Yeah. Don't trouble you for an orange juice. No, I'm not throwing that up there. No, no. So that is the Airbus design.
Mm.
To be fair, like the worst plane operator is Monarch. I mean, I've been
on a flight with
it, mate. It's unreal. You're in stress positions, like literally. Like it's just you get out the back and your bones are fused in the wrong positions and stuff. Because I'm 6'1". I can't be sitting in situations like that. My knees are almost behind my head. It's Like, you know the brace position they get you to get in if you're having an accident? That's how you fly?
That uncomfortable. That,
yeah, at the start of the flight, they say, can everyone get into their brace positions, please, and we can set off. It's outrageous. So we don't need people above our heads as well making it worse. So that's Airbus. And the third thing that's been trending this week, I know.
Boom! Oh, yes. Oh, there was a fight between two schoolgirls, or college girls, I believe, in Walthamstow. And the fight that kicked off got so crazy that loads of other people got involved as well from the different schools, that it led into a massive riot with police coming down, with police dogs and stuff like that. And there's, like, tons of videos online on Twitter and Facebook that was happening. And it was all kicked off over one guy that was supposedly seeing both of them at the same time.
Absolutely. Nuts. That is mental.
Kicked off riots.
I mean, we had little fights in our school where there'd be two girls over, but never where the whole street has to be stopped. Like, I think they said 20 police vans were called or something.
Oh, yeah, police like dogs, like, and all sorts. It was, like, seeing some of the videos are insane. I was like, damn, that guy must have some good D or something, because
who kicks off riot over his...
He's doing something well, anyway, yeah. Absolutely. If they're causing a full-on riot because he's so smooth. But, yeah, no, that's mental. The thing is that takes a whole new level. Like, do you remember in the playground when a fight kicked off?
Yeah.
And everyone crowds around.
Fight.
And then, like, in our school, we used to form, a barrier around the fight as well. Yeah. Like, and then when a teacher came on, we'd all, like, bind together to get an extra 5 seconds out of it. Like, and you'd be like,
don't let them through. Going,
hold the line. Hold the line. Get out unless you want to be in detention. Hold the line. And then someone would be like, I don't want to be in detention, and finally break through. There's about an extra 5 seconds worth of fight that the crowd would create.
It sounds like it was gladiator in your school.
Oh, it's mental.
Hold the line.
I remember when
forward.
Yeah, here they come. Don't show them you're scared. All to teachers. But the thing is, like, fights used to kick off in my school, and I mean, we would like. The murmurs would get out because you'd hit, like, the information gets passed along, doesn't it? It's like, fight.
What?
Fight. 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 Fight.
Everyone would be sprinting towards it.
And straight across the whole
school.
Leave
your lunch in the dinner hall. Leave it there.
People are like, where's he going? There's a fight.
Yeah. People would leave their bags behind, you know. They just run. Leave the bag. Just run.
And you know, like, the teachers, the only way they could find out, because they weren't with it otherwise, were when the whole school starts sprinting. They're like, I think we've got a fight out here.
Don't know who's fighting now. Everyone's running and moving.
Yeah. Always get over too late, but they just know that there's a fight over there. But yeah, no, that is, yeah.
I was never a fighter. I was always a lover.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were always a friend, right? Friendly guy.
As soon as I started talking, I saw your finger just going... It's almost as if you knew what I was going to say.
Oh, I have my ways of knowing, definitely. Similar. To be fair, I think a lot of comedians always say similar things. Like, it's one of the things that they learn how to make people laugh because they, you know, didn't get in fights and stuff like that.
Well, it was the best way. It's the school fights are just crazy, though. They're like, I've never seen a fight as crazy as the school ones before. Because when you get to an adult, they're just like, and they last like 10 seconds. Whereas the school ones, there was always so many people involved that it always felt like an event.
Yeah. Well, the thing about adult ones is they often involve booze. And they basically often involve people who, because they're boozed up, overestimate just how much of a fight. Like, in their mind, they're like, I am a cage fighter. If you give me one chance, I'm going to go nuts. Well, in reality, they've got about 10 seconds of aerobic, you know, respiration.
But that's the thing. I've always observed, like, the footing is always the first to go. There's always one or two, and then someone's footing goes, and then they're on the floor. Instantly, just hit the deck. It's like, right, we're on the floor now.
When you see two grown men swinging haymakers at each other, and just literally, they've got no weight behind them because they're just so limp. Whereas kids are genuinely just having a full-on... They're some of the most vicious fights going, the kid ones. I mean, the kids in my school used to just... They were watching a lot of WWF at the time, I think, but there were chairs going constantly, tables. It's amazing how I got out, guys, to be honest.
Well, good thing you didn't go to this school in Walthamstow, I tell you what.
Yeah, true. Oh, now, we've had some emails here.
Uh-oh.
Right, email. Hello, chaps. I've been listening to you, your show, now via the Listener Gain catch-up and peeing myself on my way home from work every Thursday.
Oh, thanks.
Today, I can listen live. Yeah!
Woohoo!
I laugh so much, I have to hide behind a copy of the Metro because I look like a nutter. Keep up the good work, Paul from London.
Oh, nice one, Paul.
That's brilliant. That's really nice to hear, Paul.
So you see that? It's not just people that looking crazy. Maybe they're listening to Johnny 9L.
There you go. There you go. Bang. Nice one. Why, title of the email, why is INL in the friend zone? INL, no! Watching bot... Oh, so, no, actually, there's no... It's not why is INL in the friend zone, it's why INL is in the friend zone.
Oh, right, okay.
INL, no! Watching box sets when you invite a girl round is not the one.
Not even Buffy the Vampire.
No one is getting in the mood after watching back-to-back episodes of Blood and Incest and Game of Thrones. You put a film on because it only lasts a couple of hours, which leaves time for non-friend zone activity. Mm-hmm. Watching box sets is what I do with my girlfriends in our onesies. Not sexy. Carly.
Well, I've been told by Carly.
Yes, you have.
I guess I'll have to sell these DVDs and put them on eBay.
Do you know what I do when someone comes over right now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch box sets, mate.
I know, it's porn.
That's unconfirmed.
Bring the chewables.
That's slander. That's slander.
Bring the gummy sweets.
Absolutely slanderous stuff. It's slanderous stuff. And I refute it to the end. You'll be hearing from my lawyers. They don't exist. But if I had some, they'd be out here. I certainly don't bring ladies round to watch porn. No, I don't. Screenings.
No gummy sweets.
I've stopped watching those screenings ever since I left university. With a 2-1, may I add. So, yeah. Flying colours, that module.
Boosted your mark, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I did a great thesis on some gonzo pornography. Bend over. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't watch box sets, and that's why. Johnny.
No doubt Carly will be buying you some sweets as well.
These do.
You're just collecting...
Absolute confectionery.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Right. Airplane. The worst airplane journey I was on to was to New York. It was already cramped and I was sat next to an annoying woman who wanted to chat the whole flight. Ooh. But there was an old, ugly guy who stunk. He reeked so much that the flight attendant asked him to move onto the back of the plane.
Oh, gosh.
As he was offending the other passengers. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
The thing is, the recycled air kept the stink. 8 hours of hell. Kyle in Southend.
Oh, that sounds lovely. That's probably Southend Airport as well.
Oh, dear. You know. Dear, yeah. 8 hours of hell, then you've got a flight to Southend. It's not getting much better, is it? I thought the smell would go.
It's gonna be off the flat.
I can trump you there, Kyle, anyway, to be fair. When I was in Thailand, well, I was in Lao, and had to get a coach to Bangkok, 18 hours, and I had alcohol poisoning and food poisoning at the time. Really, really bad shape. Thought I was going to die pretty much. And I was obviously chundering, like, all the time. And as I got onto this 18-hour coach, within, like, half an hour, I had to go downstairs and just start chundering or whatever. Mm. Some awful smells. Then the toilet kind of got blocked up. And the aircon just was going from in that toilet, circulating around the bus.
Oh.
And, I mean, people's faces, they were devastated. They were looking around, and because I had to keep going down, they do it as me. I couldn't look them in the eyes.
I bet the driver looked at you when he comes to this coach, and he was just shaking his head, and he's like, nah, you do.
People were just trying to go to sleep. It was keeping them awake.
Oh,
it was just dreadful.
You destroyed their experience.
It's their life, mate. It's their life.
They're
not their
gonna
experience.
Forget that. They're never going to forget it.
They looked damaged when they got off. We all did. Oh, well. Shouldn't be me. I have to suffer on my own. School fights.
Mm.
Have you ever been in a fight at school, James?
No, I haven't, actually.
Did you not?
No, almost, but I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I barely did. I had a couple of... Not in secondary school. I had no fights in secondary school. In primary school, though, I was a brawler. Because I come from London.
I didn't really count those. weren't really fights in primary school, were they?
Oh, no, but our ones
you
were.
You push me!
Oh, no, we were swinging it out big time. Right. Yeah, yeah. Like
different type of school.
Right, but the thing is, like, my brother, he's one of the most non-aggressive people you'd ever know. But when we first moved from London to Essex, like, I mean, it was just anyone. I swear, like, this kid who was an absolute lunatic went on to be an absolute lunatic. My brother, who, as I say, is quite a, you know, quite a laid-back, reserved guy, straight away, come on then, mate, let's go. Stop swinging it out with this geezer. He got done over, but he didn't care. He was just like, mental. Absolute mental.
Still put at the front, though. Yeah. Well done to him. Yeah.
No one messed with him. Actually, they probably did after that, to be fair. He's a loose cannon, but yeah.
So. Still talk.
It's all right. He's
just
overrated.
Exposed him. People going to go for him now. I just heard you push over.
Airplanes.
Oh.
The Airbus design looks like Con Air. Yeah, it does. Luke from Tooting.
Yeah, it does, Luke.
It does, Luke.
It does.
Fucking quite chilling, to be fair. There we go. Protest. Hey, boys.
Hi.
Have you ever been involved in any stupid campaigns when you was at uni? Fran in Liverpool?
Stupid campaigns? Any stupid ones?
Stupid campaigns. No, I didn't.
I'm
really
looking for an example. What does she mean?
You can sign up to these clubs and stuff like that, I guess. And you know there are, like, boycott Nestle and stuff like that, maybe. I don't know. Those kinds of campaigns, probably. Ooh. Or, I don't know, actually.
Got too much time in your hands if you're campaigning, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair, I was too busy campaigning against sobriety. I was getting boozed up quite a lot, so... Yeah, that was probably it, to be fair. Didn't have much time else apart from that. A lot of time spent at the student union taking advantage of the very cheap booze on offer, so there you go.
And the cheesy chips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dream. Go very well together. You can let us know if you were, though, Fran, because we'd like to know that example. But that's our emails. We're loving hearing from you guys. Want more coming in?
Yeah, keep them coming in. I think it's about time we stick a tune on.
Absolutely.
Let's go for a little bit of Sleepy Brown with Margarita. Big boys in this, and Pharrell as well.
Okay, here it comes. Margarita, Sleepy Brown.
But I stopped at 4:59. Mr. J and some hay got a call from Sleepy Brown. Brown, say it's going down, downtown at the lounge. Definitely crowded with a happy hour crowd. Drinks for $1, everybody buzzing. Cause I'm spitting like a major league pitcher trying to cut something. Only throwing balls, no strikes for tonight. So walking to the Chevy for some heavy petting. Let's ride to my underground.
Come on,
low, approach the mound. Maybe I'm the head coach now. Wow, maybe need a cold wet towel. Pharrell's on the way, so stay and play a while. Sleepy Brown, Pharrell, Big Y, yeah.
Aren't you feeling nice? Doesn't remember, baby. Staring at your eyes, trying to read your mind. Don't you realize I'm right for you, that time for you. One thing is all your dream reality, baby.
We'll go as the end.
Then we'll start this thing into a
serious romance.
I'm here for you, my baby. What do you need? Your every wish.
Fan of that.
Yeah, that was like a real tune, yeah.
Big boy, Sleepy Brown Pharrell.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's
boom,
right.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're listening to Johnny Nynell Live Out Loud!
Johnny and Nynell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, we are on FUBAR Radio Live and Loud.
We are FUBAR Radio. Ooh. We are
FUBAR. Look at that!
Didn't say we are.
I'm
starting to get a carried away with myself. We are FUBAR Radio, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We are FUBAR Radio. No, we are on FUBAR Radio, as Arnell said.
Mm.
And we are live and loud, so there you go.
Always live and loud.
Do what we say on the tin.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we're quickly moving on to our
infamous London Ear section.
London Ear.
Yes, real people sending real problems, and me and Johnny.
Solve the problem.
Solve, complete it.
There aren't.
It's done.
You don't have to go to anyone after us for new advice. You don't have to get.
Don't need a second opinion.
There's no second opinions here. It's all right. Oh, I had a problem the other day. What'd you do? Well, I went to Johnny and I know it got sorted out, didn't it?
Yeah. It's done now. Sorry.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. Next.
I was watching The Empire on it just the other day, and it was literally a situation like that. He goes, "You're going to have to need to sort this situation." I will. I'll sort it. And he sorted it.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Fixers.
Fix.
That simple. So what is our first problem
first
this week?
First problem. Okay. I keep taking Jess, my girlfriend, back, even though we ain't right. We're either real good or we're shh. When it ain't working, it gets under my skin and I turn into someone completely different. Yet we always make up and get back together. Rinse and repeat. I think I'm addicted to her.
Wow.
This one's from a friend of mine because I was speaking to him last week. And he's going through a similar thing that I went through. And so I thought, yes, let's bring it onto the show because I think Johnny would have some awesome opinions on this as well.
Absolutely. And you put her name in there. Jess. Okay. Let's hope she's not listening, or maybe she is.
Oops. Outed.
And to be fair, you were talking to this guy, so was he just literally just like talking to him and you just voice recorded it and right,
see
okay.
That again, yeah.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So this guy's also been forced to swear quite a lot as well. He seems up against it.
No, I think it's just like a touchy thing. Because you know what it is? I feel his frustration because I've kind of been through a similar thing where you really love someone, but then there seems to be an issue that hasn't kind of been resolved properly. And because it's never resolved, it's always like the elephant in the room. So when you do get back together and things are good, then that issue
it's
is
inevitable.
Always,
it'll
it's going to come back at one point.
If you know this person, how long have they been together?
I think it's like 3 years now. So it's,
oh, it's not muck about stuff then.
No, no, no. That, yeah, 3 years because we were doing the show when they got together.
So, wow. Yeah. Well, there we go. Right, so let's take a little look at this then, shall we?
I think you've met him before as well.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, interesting. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, this is it. Basically, you got this almost bipolar relationship, really, haven't you? Mm. You know, just absolutely on top of the world when it's going well, but when it's not, it is gutter. Yeah. And you think, you know. The thing is that's... It's a difficult one because what you do want is you do just want a resting level in a relationship of good.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs to always be positive, but yeah, yeah, you can't always have it, you know, good kind of thing. And it's inevitable with relationships. They go up and down.
Yes.
And you're going to have bad points. The one thing I would say is that if you keep coming back to the same problem, like you were saying, that's something that if ultimately you can't get over, you know, it's probably going to be doomed. If the problems keep changing... then that's the nature of relationships. Yeah, there are problems that happen along the way.
Yeah, but and it's just how you kind of go through them to kind of together, I guess, and how you kind of fix them. But I think, yeah, I think this is exactly the point. It's what is it? I'm not entirely sure the kind of the crux of their issues, but like I do know it's kind of down to them kind of bickering a lot. Mm. And like I've been in relationships where I argue a lot, and then I've been in relationships where we don't argue at all. And it's weird. It's I think when you kind of get that kind of negativity, it kind of makes things feel a bit tainted a bit. It's like,
the one thing, though, I'd always say is, you know, you care, you argue because you care. If you don't care, there's no point in arguing. You're like, yeah, all right, have it your way. I'm off out. Anyway, you know. Like the
See ya.
Like, when you get, like, caught up over this stuff, it's because you just, like, it's that kind of, I want to let you go, but I can't kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So... I'm one of the people that still thinks that if you're going to be with someone, you should try and do it for love and passion rather than just, oh, well, you know, I'm with Steady Eddie because they're steady, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Middle of the road. Don't rock the boat too much. Mm. We can have a Netflix and chill every now and then. You know, focus on the chilling.
I think you're totally right. I think a lot of people kind of, when in those kind of situations, you forget the kind of positive kind of times that you do have because you focus so much on the negative because it's the same kind of negatives that keep coming up. And so, but I guess in those moments, you forget about the good times that you have together. So in my advice to him was to basically, he has to kind of decide whether he sees himself with this person and wants to be with them for the rest of his life. And if so... then they need to kind of work through it to kind of together to kind of resolve that. If he doesn't see that and it's too much negative drain, then he needs to get
move it on. I mean, do you know what? I'm going to make a big comment here as well, which sounds maybe a bit contradictory, but I think that a lot of people have lost the ability in relationships to argue. Like, they don't, like, without knowing how to argue with your partner, because you are going to argue anyway, but to argue, to be able to come to a resolution, that is a skill that keeps your relationship going, because there's no point in trying to get through without having disagreements, because it won't work, you know. And these people you see who are just fine and dandy, you know, skipping down the street and then they have massive blow-ups, that's not any healthier than, you know, someone who argues a lot more but can always find resolutions. Because you get stronger after every kind of conflict.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't think that this situation is necessarily bad, as I say, unless it's the same thing over and over again. But as long as you can constantly find solutions to your problems, then it's not a bad thing.
100%. I like that. I like that bit of reverse there, Johnny.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Absolutely smashing it today. Johnny. So.
I'm the world's greatest.
Okay. I didn't press that.
No, you didn't. What's that? All right, calm down. Who let the crowd in? oh, dear.
It's one of them snipers on the roof.
Oh, dear, they're everywhere. that's the advice. Learn how to argue.
I think that is a really kind of valid kind of...
I do like the thing is, but I think I'm addicted to her. Probably like many addicts, sleeping on park benches, unshaven. Yeah, just got to get another fix.
Oh, God.
These arguments take me down.
One more.
Out on the street, getting hits of his girlfriend.
No, 100%. learn how to argue. That's I've never heard that advice before, but I think you're totally right in terms of being able to, so you can come to resolution. Mm. It's great. If it just keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, it's never ending.
There you go. Next problem.
Next.
This is via email as well, actually. Ooh. So, a smelly problem.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and I love him very much. There's just one thing that's bothering me. When we're lying in bed watching a bit of Bake Off...
Just a bit of Bake Off.
..and having a bit of a cuddle, he always lets out huge farts. He's not even discreet about it. I wish he wouldn't do it while we were cuddling. It just ruins the moment.
Bake Off and chill.
Well, blow off and chill, yeah. I know you can hold in a fart. I've been doing it for the past 2 years when I'm with him. I don't think he would like it if I let one rip every few minutes. What do I say? Or do I just need to get over it and embrace the farts? Emily and Barry.
Not if they're smelly, you can't. I'd get over if it was just the sound. If it was just a sound, then...
Like, oi, come on, say pardon.
But if it's stinky, like you're saying, then, boy, that's to do with what he's eating and and his bowels, that is.
Do you know what? I don't like making, you know, vast generalisations about genders and stuff like that. But what I would say is that I think that pretty much all of... the males I've met have a secret love of letting one rip under the covers when they're with their partner and just being like, giggling, going, waiting for it to be smelt and just like, oh, that was me, you know. I used to love doing it, to be fair. Terrified, yeah, I just...
I'll be honest, I'm the opposite, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So my rule hasn't gone very far. Hasn't even got out of the studio, has it?
I think it's just you.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I never should have released that information down. My claim of Mr. Loverman's gone completely out of the window.
Take my sweets back! Give me those!
That's how it boots for you, you stink. I used to, with my ex, I used to do it, and I used to revel it. I used to like laugh, isn't giggle it? To myself. I used to think it funny.
you do it and giggle.
Oh, yeah, it's set a bit of a wind up.
Expose yourself.
Because you can pin it down, like pin the covers down, so it doesn't get released, and then when they move, it releases it up, and it's like. Because it comes out. So it's very immature stuff.
It's
don't get me wrong.
Though. It's dangerous to do it under the covers.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It's harbouring under there.
I hate it when, like, if you're, you know, ever on a Netflix and chill with someone new, I do hate having to hold it in.
Oh, well, the first time you have to fart in someone.
Well, I'm like, I want to, but you can't because you don't want to put, make a bad impression. Mm. But I like when I'm in bed on my own, I can just let it rip. You know what I mean?
But you go crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
It's banging on the walls. Oh, that's not banging.
Absolutely. People knock on my door, go to walk in, they drop to their knees. You should enter at knee height if you want to be safe.
I think you've literally friend-zoned yourself, man.
Yeah, but I don't... No, see, the thing is, I'm just continuing my edge about me. The ladies out there will be going, oh, it's disgusting, but he's still got an edge about him. Whereas you've gone, I wouldn't possibly infart in front of you, darling. And they're like, oh, he's just nice, but just can't see anything else with him.
You're having so much fun today with that, man. You press it more times today than any other show.
I am powering through with that one. You could say something. To be fair, the one thing I would say, which I was really hypocritical about, if my ex-girlfriend
farted,
I was like, oh, it's horrible. But I would do it.
You'd really rub it in, innit? Make her feel bad.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Well, someone needs to take a visit to the doctor.
Oh, that smells ill.
Is that IBS?
Yeah. That was the excuse I used to hear all the time. IBS, smell IBS.
Whatever.
Leave it out.
You're just a wrong'un.
Exactly. Show me some doctor's notes. I don't believe you. I reckon you might have to say something. And just say that you're killing the moment.
Mm.
Just killing the moment, and I can't, you know, get into the moment while you're doing that. He probably won't. He'll probably still do that sometimes, but he might not at the cuddling moments.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the advice, Emily.
Yeah, never do it in a cuddle. Have a little bit of rules there.
Yeah. Here's the next one.
Yup.
Hairy problem. Oh, in fact, it's an email, so. Hairy problem. Hi, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
I am in a hairy situation. I have been seeing this girl for a few weeks, and this weekend she suggested a Netflix and chill night. And we all know what that means. Oh, I'm quite a hirsute man. Should I trim my chest hair, and should I venture the razor downstairs? Should I adopt a style or go full trim? Craig in Liverpool.
Craig, I've never shaved my chest, but I have done the downstairs. It's nice to keep it nice, prim and proper for yourself mainly, and then for the lady partner.
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
We go.
But chest, I don't know. I think girls like chest hair, don't they?
Some of them do. My mate's got a big Al Pacino, and he's like, oh, he boasts about it as well. He's like, go on, get me Al Pacino out. and it's a full-on rug. The standard jokes get said to him when he's walking around with his top off. He's like, oh, take your jumper off, mate.
Standard.
But to be fair, I don't even have much chest hair, so I don't really have to get rid of it, to be fair. I have a couple of stragglers. No, and as for downstairs, well, you know, I'll keep it to myself, quite frankly. Keep it to myself.
Let them find out.
Let them find out.
Johnny's on it today.
I wouldn't. Well, I mean, unless you're absolutely out, you know, unless you're more like a Yeti, Craig, then if that's the case, get the razor out. But if you're just a bit hairy, just be as you are, mate. See what she says. I reckon. If you are going to adopt a style, don't go for a Brazilian.
It doesn't suit the male.
Yeah, exactly. Runways. What is that running to? Oh, no.
Ah, there we
dreadful.
Go.
Dreadful. Looks like he's got a mohawk. So.
Looks like a wrestler.
One of the nasty boys. Be one with yourself, Craig. Yeah, keep it. Keep it. See what she says and then adapt. Right, we've got one more. Problems. Hey, Johnny and Arnell. My housemate at uni listens to shit pop music on full blast when doing work. It's really distracting, and I can only listen to One Direction so many times before I go mental. Mm. Please help. Laurie in Maidstone.
Easy, Laurie. Just tell her to stick on some Johnny Nine-L live and loud.
Absolutely. There should be no excuse. Yeah, in fact, Laurie, you're not doing enough promo for
We've
us.
We've got thumping tunes and funny topics to talk about.
Exactly, exactly. There'll be no One Direction if you get her into this show. Possibly will be, depending on... We'll bow to the crowd pressure. it's annoying. You could... See, the thing is, we have this in my house.
Mm.
My housemate, RJ, he loves listening to, like, Taylor Swift. And, like, he's got the...
Exposed. Did you just play one blast?
I don't mind exposing him on this. He's got the musical taste of a 12-year-old girl. He really has. Like, it's like either Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift.
Oh.
So, and we've said about it before. But sometimes you have music clashes where he's playing his and, like, they just meet in the middle. But, yeah, if not, headphones, potentially, as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, either say, listen to Johnny and Arnell live and loud, housemate, or get headphones in or close them.
Disguise it as a little present. Like, here you go, get you some headphones. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Well, you can put them on yourself. That's what I mean. Like, stick them on yours as well. Roll around. But you shouldn't have to.
I shouldn't have to make additional purchases.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, though. There are only so many One Direction tracks you can listen to before you go mental.
Yeah,
that's like anyone, to be fair. I'm pretty sure it's used in torture camps. there we go.
Guantanamo.
Yeah. Hello, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
I think I am falling in love with my best friend's girl. Oh,
wow. Dog.
With my best friend's girlfriend.
Oh, right.
Me and my best friend have known each other for years and have known his girlfriend for about as long. What do I do? I don't want to ruin my friendship. Help. Ray in Coventry.
Oh,
this is a big one, right?
Yeah, Ray. Right, we need to...
And he put his name on there.
Oh, but...
Right, it's not going
to
be...
Better hope his friends don't listen to us, mate.
Yeah, if your best mate and his girlfriend have just gone, do you know what? I've had this show, Johnny and I know, right? On Facebook, yeah. I might... Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, if there's any Rays listening, you best hold on to your girl player.
Yeah. You're banking on the fact that there's more than one Ray in Coventry. You might be the most famous Rain commentary right now.
that is a hard one. That's happened to friends in the past. I think it was sixth form. One of my friends, they were dating, and then they stopped dating, and then one of his, like, our mutual friend went out with her right afterwards, and that was a bit awkward.
Yeah.
And it's never nice. Like, they became friends later on in life, but it's, you don't want to have that added pressure there. Nah. There's plenty of girls in the sea, and that's coming from a guy in the friend zone. It's like,
he knows. He knows.
Yeah, you don't need to be on your own doorstep. You don't need to.
The thing about it is as well, there's a lot of, like, different bits of psychology at play here, you know. You want them more because someone else has got them, you want them more because you see the best bits of them.
You're envious, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, but don't mess around with friends' girlfriend. And the other thing is, that situation you're in, that's like sixth form. I don't know how old Ray is, but if this is, like, at an older stage in life, just don't even try it, mate. Honestly, get away. And potentially, if it comes down to it, you've got to make things where, you know, you just don't see them, or you just can't go out with her, exactly, or whatever.
And if we ever got married, that would be an awkward best man speech as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily tell her, but I definitely just make... One of my other mates has to do this with one of his best mates, who he kind of really fell for. It's just like, I can't see you anymore. Can't see you.
Yeah,
because I can't control myself. You know?
It's just the best way. Best way. Because you don't want to destroy all those friendships that you have there over one kind of feeling. Because it could be a thing you're envious. Because like sometimes I see my friends and the couple and with them with their partners, and I think, oh wow, I want that. And they become attractive because of how attractive their relationship is. And I guess because you're so close to both of them and you've known them both this same amount of time, it's almost a case of, yeah, I want to be with her because I can see how happy she's making you.
I couldn't agree. Ray, there is no, in my experience, not my experience, actually.
Oh, putting it there,
well,
right?
I haven't done anything of the
was
sort.
Was you the friend, was you?
Slip of Freudian slip.
I can't see you anymore. I can't control myself.
Wowee. The veil is slipping.
Please, take your sweets back.
Wow, I'm stitching myself up today. In my opinion, Ray, that experience, no good can come of trying to pursue that in any way. Just get out. If you have to not see her, then start doing it. But you got to think about the outcome, potential. Like, what's the best outcome that could come of it? She's interested in you. Mm. Guaranteed that friend will never speak to either of you again. Mm. So you've lost the best mate. You guys would have to, you know, get married and be together forever to make it worthwhile, which is a lot of pressure on a relationship.
Yeah.
Probably won't, and then you'll end up losing everyone. What's the point? You're the third wheel. Stay out of it.
Woo! Look at that. Here we go. Johnny Cochran with the crystal ball there.
there are other people out there for you, Ray. Advice.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I've just added my mum on Facebook, and she now comments on everything. Some of her comments are so cringe. I love her, but she's embarrassing me in front of all my 10 friends on Facebook. What can I do, Dean in Brighton?
Oh, Dean.
Had a very similar situation myself, to be fair. And if she's like my mum, she just misspells everything as well.
I do see your mum cussing you on your face.
Oh, she does, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, all the time. And like, if I put up a Facebook status, she'll just be on it and be like, even if you put a photo up, like, she'll say things like, oh, not a great photo. Or something like that.
Thanks,
man. Cheers. Cheers, thanks for that. Nice one. Second born son. Cheers. Okay.
I'm lucky, so I can't really comment because my mum is not on Facebook. She doesn't do any social media or anything. She's email and that's it.
Right.
That's it.
She good. Yeah. Keep her off it. My uncle's pretty bad, though. He's come on it and he just comments on everything. Absolutely everything. And some of those are just like...
I think some people feel they have to. It's like admin.
Yeah.
They have to comment on everything. If they don't, it's like, oh...
I mean, I like the stuff. He looks at everything, but yeah, it's just, like you say, a comment on every little thing. It's like, yeah. All right, next one. Just tell her to stop. Stop it,
mum. Put her on like a limited profile or something, I don't know.
Lock your wall up, mate. Lock your wall up.
Yeah.
Then again, 10 friends on Facebook, it's not a big deal, is it? Not a big deal. Help! I have an unhealthy obsession with peanut butter. I even carry a jar around with me in my bag and just eat from it with a spoon when I'm peckish.
Oh gosh.
It's a bit embarrassing when I get caught and I get through 3 jars a week.
Oh gosh.
How can I calm my peanut butter obsession? Anna from Rochford.
Oh, Anna, you got some issues.
Yeah. You're nuts. I do it for the jokes.
I'm on fire today. What's going on? It's them Eric Elephants, man. They got you hyped.
Yeah. I'm rocking. Wow, that's pretty serious. That's a pretty serious obsession,
isn't
it?
It's a big bag that she's got as well.
Yeah. It's what is it the crunchy stuff as well? I wonder. It doesn't matter either way, but.
Wouldn't that just leave your breath just all nutty the entire time?
It's not that. When you eat too much peanut butter, your mouth goes almost dry. You can't get the stuff down you. Like, she just must be walking around like.
Anna, man, you gotta stop that. Stop it, Anna, stop it.
Clammed up peanut butter mouth. Absolutely. And once again, I mean, if you're going around kissing people with nut allergies, just...
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Absolutely. Arnell's got a nut allergy.
Yeah.
Could never kiss you, although you probably wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah. Getting turned down by Anna.
Oh dear. Your obsession has put me in the friendship zone. Brilliant. Yeah. For his fear of ending up like Macaulay Culkin in My Girl. He can't kiss you.
Yeah,
he freaked out, didn't he?
He did,
ended up in big trouble. Wow, that's a lot, yeah. Like, that's like the program Freaky Eat, isn't it? Like they do.
Yeah. You're going to have to wean yourself off and find some other treats to kind of give yourself, I think.
Like, just eat a Snickers or something like that. Yeah. It's more manageable.
Yeah. 3 jars a week is a bit too extreme. You know what you should do, actually? I was talking to a friend. There's an app at the minute where it helps you kind of save for things by every time you kind of do bad things. So, for example, every time you spend money on peanut butter, you have to automatically put £10 into like a savings account or whatnot. So every time you're deducting money from yourself every time you go for it. Mm. And so it will eventually either stop you from doing it or you have money saved away for something else. Mm. Oh, maybe a massive jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, not bad. Absolutely.
Yeah. But try something like that, I say.
Yeah.
Or wean it off and get a substitute.
Yeah, get a substitute. Get a healthier one. Yeah. Definitely. Or, yeah, even, like you say, get a little treat of a Snickers at the end of the... I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the best we can do. That's pretty severe stuff.
It's the hardest one we've had.
Exactly. It's pretty bold there, Anna.
Fancying girlfriends and of
exactly.
Best
we're used
friends.
To
that's
that.
That's easy.
We're used to that.
That's easy.
Serious nut addiction here. Right, we've got to crack a tune on it.
We do. Thank you for all those emails. Emails, though, people. Thank you very much.
We've got a couple more that will come after this, but this song has to come on first. There are a couple of swears in it, so watch out, people. But I just love this song, and it's beautiful. It's by Drake. It's called Over My Dead Body.
think I killed everybody in the game last year, man. Fuck it, I was on though. And I thought I found a girl of my dreams at the strip club. Fuck it, I was wrong though. Shout out to all my niggas living tax free. Nowadays it's six figures when they tax me. Oh well, guess you lose some and win some. Long as the outcome is income. You know I want it all, and then some. Shout out to Asian girls, let the lights dim some. Shots came, I don't know where they was sent from. Probably some bad hoes about to take the hint from. Yeah, you know me well, nigga. Yeah, I mean, you ain't the only real nigga. They got me on these white women like sale, nigga. Slave to the pussy, but I'm just playing the field, nigga. Yeah, all these people really discussing my career again. Asking if I be going platinum in a year again. Don't I got this shit the world wanna hear again? No Michael Jordan still got his hoop earring in. Man, all of your flows bore me, paint drying. And I don't ever be tripping over what ain't mine. And I be hearing the shit you say through the grapevine. But jealousy is just love and hate at the same time. Yeah. It's been that way from the beginning. I just been playing, I ain't even noticed I was winning. And this is the only sound you should feel. Man, these kids wear crowns over here and everything is alright. Say I'm old news, well who the new star? Cause if I'm going anywhere, it's probably too far. Just performed at a bar mitzvah over in the States. Used half of the money to beat my brother's case. Red wine over fair time. But shout out to the niggas that's doing dead time. And shout out to the bitches there when it's bedtime. And fuck you to the niggas that think it's their time. Yeah, don't make me take your life apart, boy. You and whoever the fuck gave you your star, boy. Or you wanna be a motherfucking funny guy. Don't make me break your Kevin Hart, boy. Yeah, it's whatever. You know, feeling good, living better. I think maybe I was numb to it last year. But you know I feel it now more than ever. My city love me like Mac Dre in the Bay. Second album, I'm back paving the way. The backpackers are back on the bandwagon. Like this was my comeback season back in the day. And I met your baby moms last night. We took a picture together, I hope she frames it. And I was drinking at the Palms last night. And ended up losing everything that I came with. Yeah, feel like I've been here before, huh? I still got 10 years to go, huh? And this is the only sound you should fear. Man, these kids wear crowns over here and everything is up.
That was quite beautiful, eh? Quite beautiful.
It was nice, yeah.
So we roll. So we roll, people. It's a bit of Drake over my dead body.
Indeed.
So there we go. And then we're going to just remind everyone that what they're listening to.
Johnny and Arnell on Fubar Radio.
That's right.
Indeed. It's us. Live and loud.
Yeah, both of those things.
That's right.
Mm. So we did actually have a couple of extra emails here on as well.
Oh,
Fran again. So I think that was with regards to
the protest thing. Yep.
Hey, what I meant was there was always these hippie types that wanted me to sign to campaigns to save the water fountains or some such bee.
I think that's the only power the student union had.
We can do something about the water fountains, but we can't do something about your...
Exactly. Or some such BS. I once got roped into a help save the market in my uni town. They wanted to rip down the old marketplace, which was a state, and wanted to build a Primark. Good. The market smelt, and I wanted a Primark. Don't know why I was there, Fran. No, protesting for the sake of it there, Fran.
The only one that we had at our uni was Save the Student Union, because they were going to demolish the one on our campus. And everyone was going to have to kind of go to the one that was like 3 miles away.
Right.
that our union wasn't very political at all.
No, I didn't end up. I go to more protests as an adult than I did at student at uni. I didn't go to any protests or anything like that. To be fair, there probably was more things going on. But as I say, I was living quite a straightforward life. Direct, quite direct. That's all. That's what you would
she
say.
She was focusing on your porno studies.
Yeah. These porno exams ain't going to pass their cells, are they? I'm swatting.
Now pass me the wet wipe for a fail.
Well.
Keeping it all above board.
Yeah. Basically, Fran, I think the answer from both of us is no.
No.
So.
No, sorry, Fran. Yeah, well, thank you for
for clearing it up.
Clarifying.
Absolutely. And keep up the protest. There's plenty of stuff to protest about these days. Trust me, and I know it'll help save the market. Help.
Uh-oh.
I have started a new relationship with this girl. I took her out last week and we went shopping on Regent Street. I spent £100 on her during the date. I now think she is only into me for my money. What do I do? Ooh. Dustin in South Kensington.
Yeah, Dustin, you went in a bit too strong there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of date were you buying her presents?
Yeah, but what? Who goes on a date shopping? Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's like...
Yeah, she had you there, bro.
Yeah. Well, I hope it weren't her. So what do you want to do? Do you want a Netflix and chill? No, I want to go shopping around Regent Street,
yeah,
please.
But Netflix and chills is $5.99.
Yeah.
A month.
Exactly. And I got 2-for-1s on the bag of Revels. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's pricey, man.
No, if you've done a ton on her, then you need to the next date needs to be cheaper. And if she can't handle it, then you know she's in it for the money, and just get rid of her. Yeah. Not worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see where she'd like to take you as well. I mean, people always say it's on the guy to kind of pursue, but I always say it's a 50-50 thing. It's like it's always nice for the guy to initiate, but yeah. Once you kind of acknowledge that you like each other, then. It'd be nice if she could take you out as well.
Absolutely. She's got to get that purse out, definitely.
Yeah.
If she's one of them, just get rid. They're a waste of time. Yeah. Really are. I can't stand people who take things for granted, so.
Same here.
Not worth it. They really ain't.
No. It's at least at the next thing, at least hopefully she goes 50-50 on you if you do take her out. But
It needs to be lower key. Maybe talk about going to a pub or something like that. And then buy the first round, and then after that, I'd just be like, we're having another one, and then do the standoff.
Oh, my drink's a bit empty.
My mate done one of these recently, and he went out on a Tinder date, and he was like, he walked in, and she was not what he was expecting, and he was like, okay, let's just get this over with. Had a drink. She was taking ages to finish it or whatever. And then at the end, he's like, so what do you want to do? And he's like, what, do you want another one? And she's like, yeah, it'd be nice. And then he's like, oh, I'll get this one as well then, shall I? Yeah,
yeah,
great. Yeah. Nice one, there you go.
Yeah, no, I might as well leave my car behind the bar.
Yeah. Not the problem, there's another one. At the end of it, drink up, love, let's get out of it. But do this again? What were you? Wouldn't have thought so. Right, so we are now on our blast from the past section. From the past. So this is a section where we take a buzzword and then we talk about the stories that makes us think about and therefore the songs that kind of we think about from the stories. This week's buzzword is taxis.
Oh! Taxis.
So, basically, yeah, this makes me think of a couple of things. Like, one, I went travelling around Australia at one point, and it's essentially the same issue that's happened twice, but you'll see that in a minute. I went travelling, and we went to Melbourne after we'd lived in Sydney for a while, and I remember Block Party were playing out there, so we were going to go and watch Block Party, and we were kind of getting late for the gig. So we're waiting at the taxi rank and it's taking ages, it's starting to rain, everything. And we're like, we're going to be late, the cabs ain't coming through quick enough, the road's chock-a-block. And basically, this guy drove into the taxi rank, like, you know, just a geezer on his way home from work. Mm. And he's like, look, you can jump in here if you give us $10 or something like that, just scooping extra money. And we were like, okay, let's do it, you know. So I jumped into the front seat, my mate Cowley was in the back seat. And this guy was going to pull out of the taxi rank, and as he did, another cab's come round the side, right? And obviously he was, I don't even know, but the geezer, without even thinking, just looked over and went, bloody black drivers, like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was like, what? And he's looked over, without saying anything, just went, "Oh, you're black." And I was like, "Yeah, I am. I'm just turned overnight. Like,
you just changed in front of my eyes.
Yeah, I'm a morph. it's morphing time. Literally,
it's like, ha ha.
Yeah. You've been fooled, haven't you? I'll take that mask off." So he was like, he's just trying to dig his way out of this hole. He's going, "Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I actually think he was Asian anyway." I'm like, "Mate, just leave it, okay? It's not getting any better. It's not getting any better." But, well, he wasn't even a proper cabbie anyway. He was just some loser on his way home. But this basically happened in a similar way to my sister, right? So she went on a night out with my ex-girlfriend, actually. They were going out somewhere. My sister and my ex were kind of having a laugh at the cabbie, and they were telling a couple of jokes or whatever, and the cabbie was getting into it, like, yeah, here's another one. They're all laughing or whatever, and he's like, "Here's another one. What's black and eats bananas?" And then my sister just went, "I don't know, please tell me." and the cabbie was just literally like,
I just looked in my rearview mirror.
No. It literally looked at me and went, "Nah,
you don't want to know that much."
Yeah. And then my sister's like, "No, really, I really do want to know." He's like, nah, shaking his head, nah. Ooh. He's like, but you started the joke, please do finish it. He's like, it wasn't that funny anyway. Please let me be the judge.
Comedy is subjective. Come on, let me decide.
couldn't. Just don't need to. And then he, once again, second time, a racist cabbie, and he's just basically explained, "It wasn't going to be that racist." And my sister's like, "Please finish the chat." He's like, "Nah." Just constantly going, "Nah." And then I ended up with that Camp Charlie and just in silence all the way there.
Awkward.
So, yeah. So those are both two things where essentially the cabbie's just been racist. and I've just found it funny in different ways. Not funny that they are, but, you know, how awkward it can be. But the song I'm picking, it's not necessarily related to racist cabbies. Mm. It's actually related to just taxi cabs and the fact that I hear this song in late night taxis all the time and I absolutely love it. Bit of a slow jam, but it's absolutely wicked. This is If You Were Here Tonight by Alexander O'Neill.
To be in alone.
How good is that? That gets you in the mood.
That was nice. That was
nice. This shows have got a different side to me, mate.
Oh, you're trying to win them back.
No.
No.
You know.
Don't take all the sweets.
Where are you going with them?
Still got a wrapper on.
Taxi. Hey, I got a taxi when I was in Edinburgh for the festival.
Mm-hmm.
I got talking to this driver about the festival. When I asked if he was busy this time of year, he said, yeah, I hate this festival. All you southerners come up here and take over for the month. Place has gone to the shitter. Most awkward cab journey ever from Hal.
Oh, a biggie walk from then on.
Yeah, exactly. Cheers, mate. Might be getting a tip.
I'll get
tip. No tip. Taxi journey from hell. I had the worst journey in a taxi. Me and my mates were on a night out in the town. In the cab back home, one of my friends became unwell and threw up in the back of the taxi. £90 it cost me to get the taxi cleaned.
Ooh.
Alex in Pimlico. Absolutely tragic.
Jeez.
When that happens.
£90. What, did he come with you to the cash machine or what? They get that cash.
they do, mate. It's extortionate what they charge to get it cleaned.
And as you know, the price off the top of his head is like, ooh, that's going to be nighty.
No, they put a bit extra on, don't they? But yeah. No, you get it. They get it professionally valeted after that. You know, because they have to get the smell of sick out.
Yeah.
But £90, not good.
And that was his mate that was sick, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an expensive vomit, isn't it?
That is, man.
Wow.
Ooh, next 10 rounds are on him.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear.
And the water for himself.
Tragic taxi journey there right now. Have you got some stories about taxis?
Yeah, mine aren't so tragic, man. I've had a few tragic ones, but like recently they've been pretty good. I was going to kind of talk about, because I've been using Uber a lot more these days, and I haven't realised how much I've been using Uber until I kind of looked at all the receipts. I started to do my tax return properly, and I was like, "Ooh, gonna start walking again."
Mm.
It's because I live in a kind of middle of nowhere, and the buses don't really go anywhere kind of near to where I am. I have like 25-minute walk from after I get off the damn bus to kind of get back to my house. And so I've been getting Ubers recently, and one was like was amazing because I was like, I got 10 minutes. It was literally last week. I was like, I got 10 minutes to get to the station to get the train. I was going to miss the train, and the next one's not for another half an hour. Can you get me there in 10? And it was like, yes, sir, I can. And it's like literally put his foot down, singing it down all the roads. He's like, I mean, it was behind like this old guy in his car, and then he was like, like riven up against the like right up against the back of this old guy's car, and I was like, wow, dude, and like you ain't getting any tips. You can't tip on Uber. We can get his 5 stars. That's it. I'm gonna give you that anyway. But he's like, like revving up. Yes, he beeped him, and then literally he's like, literally trying to overtake, but the roads are too narrow, and he's just literally revving up, and I was like, wow, this guy.
Fast and the Furious on the way back.
Took a shortcut, turned around just so I can go around the guy. Took another road, zooming down those roads, zinging it there. Got me to the station with 2 minutes to spare, and I was like, yes. That's 5 stars.
You earned it, son.
Yeah.
You earned it.
No tip. I don't have any cash on me, man. That's why I use an Uber. But it was... but I'm always rushing around. I think we already told the story about, like, when we was going to the airport to go to Glasgow. Because we're going to Glasgow next week. And it just reminded me of the last time we went. We literally had to get the flight early morning, and the check-in was, like, 9:45. And it was 9:40, and I remember I was still in the cab, and I was like, we're not going to make it. And I remember ringing you, and I was like, Johnny, where are you? Oh, mate, I'm at least 10 minutes behind.
Yeah. Literally, like, the flight was taking up in like half an hour.
I can't see the airport.
Yeah. We had to get to Heathrow, and I was still, I swear I was like in Piccadilly Circus. I'm not going to make it.
I can't.
The thing is, my cabbie as well was just so confident. He's like, it'll be fine. And then at one point, he just asked me, what time's the flight again? I'm like, 20 to 10. And he went, oh. It's breaking the law all the way there.
Scared on a 30-mile round our road.
Exactly. I swear he had one of those things like in the American programs where they pulled a little red light out and stick it on top and just like, yeah, here we go. We'll get you there in time. Don't worry, sir.
But no, I've been having some positive trips in cabs lately because as a kid, I never used to have that, man. People never used to stop for me. I've never held a black cab in my life. I've always had girlfriends do it for me. And but recently, though, the cabbies have been pretty decent about putting good tunes on, like especially if you're late night getting in the car. And he's like, oh, driver, put on some music. And I remember this next track I heard last week, literally in a cab, and I was like, wow, this is a banger. It's Rudimental, Never Let You Go.
Here it comes.
You never gotta be that lonely. You never gotta get that lonely. All you gotta do is call me, and I will never let you go. You never gotta be that lonely. You never gotta get that lonely. All you gotta do is call me, and I will never let you go.
To be fair, when I keep speaking on the end of things like that, it's almost like I'm hoping that Rudimental might listen to their song get played and go, I like the way he ended
it. I like that. Never let it, yeah.
I could be like that geezer who talks out of Boys to Men, never actually sings, just always talks like, how could you do that to me, baby? How could you do it? I love you so much. Doesn't actually talk, so just at the end, I'll just pop in and go, never let you go. Thank you.
Right, I'm done, guys.
Yeah, cheers, cheers. When can I expect my money? you're a tennis show. You're mugging me off. What do you mean I don't sing? So that was our blast from the past section, but we've actually had a couple of emails just come in there.
Ooh.
Did like that song, by the way. Rudimental.
Ooh. A thank you to the cab driver.
Yeah, cheers, cabbie.
Yeah.
Taxi advice.
Oh.
Why is it that taxi drivers always think they have the best advice? I had a taxi driver that told me I should quit my job and go travelling because life is too short. I did that and had the best time. Laura, Cardiff.
Hey, well, proves you right.
Well, yeah.
Proves you right, Laura.
Yeah, sorry,
what
why is it...
What are you complaining about, Laura?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
So, you had me going somewhere in a different direction at first there and then spun it back.
Yeah.
Why is it that taxi drivers always think they have the best advice? Because they usually do on these fronts.
I've had a few... There's a taxi guy that used to kind of pick me up all the time. It just so happened to be the same guy. And he's living over here, but he has his family in Cyprus, and he goes there once a year. He visits, but he makes all his money over here doing his cab work, takes it back to his family, and I was like, oh wow, and the way he lives his life, I was like, man, I don't think I could ever do that. Go to another country just to work, then to come back to provide for family. I was like, wow. Mm.
Well, if you do it for half a year, then get to chill out.
Yeah.
In a hot country for another half a year, that's not too bad, is it?
But he was talking about how he has businesses over there, but he makes a lot more money just doing cabin over here. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, got a cleaning company over there. People clean.
Decent. Good little hustle. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, Laura, I think you'll be thanking that taxi driver because he gave you some great advice. I would have told you the same thing. Yeah, quit your job and go travelling. Let's not all do it at once.
Let's all go
to Thailand. The economy will go completely down the pan. but yeah, good stuff. Cabbies with some sage advice. Taxi story. Mm. I got in a taxi when I was in New York, and when we got out of the taxi, I held the door open for a lady to get in. Turns out that the lady was Tina Flipping Faye.
Oi, oi.
She said, thanks. She said, thanks, highlight of my holiday, Perry. Oh, Perry's writing before as well.
He is.
Tina Fey.
Yeah,
that is
decent.
She's
a very funny lady.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Mm. Although, do you know when I was in New York as well, we went on one of those little tours around...
New York.
The music hall thing. What's it called?
Radio City.
Yeah, Radio City. And Jimmy Fallon was knocking about there, walked past us, give us a little hi as well, so...
He said hi to you, yeah?
Well, to our group, yeah. Ah. And he was like, hey, guys. He's like, yeah.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah. But everything is, are you Johnny? I was like, leave it out, mate, I'm on holiday.
No, I don't want your sweets. Yeah. Take it back, Jimmy.
That didn't happen. But the tour guide was like, oh my God, that's Jimmy Fallon. And a lot of people didn't even know who he was. So,
but you did.
I did.
And that's important.
Yeah, yeah.
It's vital for this story.
It is vital for the story. It doesn't go anywhere after that. Well done, Perry, though, for Tina Fey. And she said thanks to you. Basically best mates now as well.
There
so,
you go. And thank you for emailing again, Perry.
Yeah, nice one. If Tina Fey says thanks, you've got every right to go, if you want to truly thank me, cast me in your next production, please, and get you in there. So that'd be good.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a proper thanks, Tina.
Hey?
Right. I know it is spoilers on screen time.
Spoilers on screen.
So basically, we're going to talk about what's been going on in the world of TV.
And I have to say, I've been absolutely loving Hunted. It's my kind of show.
Yeah.
It's my kind of show. It's the sort of show I love to watch. For those that haven't seen it, Hunted is a Channel 4 show where people have to literally go dark for 30 days to see if they can avoid being tracked by these kind of, what are they, like government officials or agents or government-trained
people who used to work for MI5, CIA. They've got ex-police officers and stuff like that. Mm. And basically using all the apparatus that they would use were they after a fugitive. And they're using it to catch these people who voluntarily signed up to try and evade the state for a month.
It, yeah. And I think every week I'm getting tips on what not to do from watching them. I'm like, right, I'm definitely not doing that. Don't get a coach.
No.
Don't get on any sort of form of like public transport long distance. It's like just gives them time.
Well, what is impressive about the show is it does show you how much surveillance we're all under.
Yeah.
I don't think most people are naive enough to think if they go to a train station or a coach station, they're not going to be on CCTV. But the level of, like, it's live footage for me. That was they're not getting, having to download images and stuff. They're literally going, let's have a look
hooking
at
all in. Yeah.
Hooking in, going, right, we've got him, that kind of stuff. All, as I've said, though, my plan, which I pumped out last week or the week before, of going to my next-door neighbour's house and saying, look, I've got some money, can I stay here for a month? I'll sort you out. And contacting my family via an Xbox account looks like the golden plan right now. No one's finding it.
No one's tried it. But the only thing about that is they kind of fish you out by the fact that they kind of keep putting bounties on people's heads.
Mm.
And so then it's a case of who's going to snitch. Because like this week's one, the pub landlady, she snitched on the guy. Guy bought a burger from her and she was like, by the way, you're wanted on the thing. Told him, then snitched on him.
Yeah, because he didn't give her a tip. But he wouldn't give her a tip because he's running low on money anyway. So, but the problem is, that's why you go to all your friends and allies.
Mm.
So if you could go to your next door neighbour,
don't be window. I don't know. I don't know about that because like
not for 300 quid. You got to live next door to him after the show's over. Going, yeah, class act, mate, class act.
Hey, hey.
I'll give you the money myself.
Ah, I tell you what about that lawnmower that I borrowed off you.
Absolutely.
No, but the other thing is like every time, like it's always their partners that kind of give in. Because they feel the pressure.
No, but they have to, I think. Like, when they go round to their house, and they're like, has he got a phone and stuff, they're not allowed to go, no, 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 because if it was real, the police would go, we're searching it and we're taking whatever we want. So they have to just give it over and give basic information over.
Why have they not wiped these phones? Like, why are they leaving phones sitting there with all these texts, emails, information? Mm. Just wipe it.
Yeah, it's a bit silly, isn't it?
But yeah, it doesn't make any sense. They're just, like, leaving trails for themselves. It's like, do you have a caravan in Wales?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the caravan in Wales.
So we're, like, halfway through the run, probably after Peter had been caught. Do you think at this stage that anyone will get away for a month?
I think the two girls, I think the blonde one actually might make it quite far, even though she's the ditziest one of them all.
I think the blonde one's going to get caught, because in the teaser at the start, the trailer bit.
She's
basically been caught. She's in a shop and she's on the CCTV swearing, so it looks like she's been caught.
Oh, is it?
I think the other one will get away.
I think that Alan guy is quite good. The one that's on his own, the one that's sticking to the country roads, and they're hot on his trail, but they can't find him because he's sleeping outdoors all the time.
Oh,
and
wow, like, him, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking he might do all right. If he sticks to the outdoors, he's going to be all right. But it's how long can you sleep outside?
Didn't he get caught last week?
No, no, no.
The ginger guy?
No, he was on this week's one. He didn't get caught.
Oh, right. Maybe I'm a week behind. Wow.
Episode 4.
Oh, I think, yeah, no, no, yeah, I'm, no I am up to that. Yeah,
he did get caught.
I thought there's two of them, though, aren't there?
No, he's on his own.
Oh, right. This guy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it must be a difficult. But he's on his own, and I think he's going to be doing all right.
Decent. Well, Hunted is absolutely riveting, so get into it if you haven't already, people.
Yes.
Well, it's not the only show that is smacking it right now. Absolutely smacking it. Now, as simple as this, guys, I mean, you probably would have started picking up on this just from what people are saying, but if you don't know about the show Narcos on Netflix, you need to get to know this
Netflix
show.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix, you can get Narcos on and chill out. Basically, it's about the, it's the story of a Pablo Escobar, who's like the Colombian hyper drug lord, who, I mean, if you don't know it, I didn't even know all this. I knew of him, but I didn't know some of the lengths that things were going on with him.
I just knew he was like a legend.
Yeah.
Like a Scarface legend.
Some of the stuff that he done was absolutely outrageous. It's like he goes up against the whole country. It's crazy. It's on that scale. And, you know, it's just a really, really good program, which has done so fantastically well. The acting's bang on. But it kind of intersects between, like, kind of, you know, the dramatic kind of pieces, the acting, obviously, mm-hmm. but then actual, like, real, like, kind of stock footage of what actually happened. And it's just, I can't recommend it enough. Like, it's really, really good. I'm absolutely hooked now.
No, I will be checking it out. I'll have to get myself a Netflix code and,
start,
join the bandwagon. I'll give up my box sex and I'll jump on the Netflix and chill.
Well, get a love interest and then go round for the Netflix
and
chill.
All right, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Oh dear, that one's out. Sounded a bit weird. That really hurt, that one. Didn't
give
need
me
that.
A chance. It's hard. I've been working hard. I've got my own personal demons.
I'm working through a few things right now. But yeah, no. Honestly, can't recommend Narcos enough.
Well, no, I'm definitely watching that. Then is I don't think I can catch up on the full season. But what episode are you on so far?
Yeah, you can. Well, on Netflix. It's
yeah,
all
I know.
There.
But like, what are you on?
Oh, I'm like on 9 out of 10. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm basically.
You was chilling.
Yeah.
Netflix to chill.
Had a couple of spare days. Didn't do much else. Have wrote a best man speech this week though. So
hey,
yeah.
I never said it wasn't productive.
Yeah. It's the only thing. Let's see, don't get paid for that though, do you? Hey.
We should do.
Yeah, I know. Should.
This should be like a business of writing best man speeches for people.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Like you get to know them. And then you write it out.
Yeah, ghostwriting for them. Oh, I think I've done a pretty good one. So,
yeah,
I might be able to sell my services out there.
You can take this. It's a template.
Just a mere suggestion. Stick firmly to it. Thank you, sir. But no, apart from that as well, we watched Fear the Walking Dead as well.
I've given up.
Have you given up?
It's not doing it for me, man. I watched a little bit of episode 3 because I've watched the first 2. Watched a little bit of episode 3 and I was like, man.
It's kicked off this week. That's all I would say. But on the same note,
it should never be a struggle to get through something. It should be always exciting to watch the next episode.
Yeah, I don't care about the characters that much, to be fair. If they all die, it just doesn't bother me.
That's what it is. They're too cardboard for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't given them enough of a chance, but for me, like, a show has to really, like, grab me in the first 2. It has to be like, yeah, this is what it's about. This is where it's heading. You need to get invested. I'm like, yeah, I'm on it. And this show doesn't do it, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody else talk about it, though.
Yeah, it's done, isn't it? It is done.
It's done. Lock it off.
And X on the Beach as well.
Oh.
It's been absolutely great. That, by the way, like, when you watch a show where you go, we're watching it today, and you go, the producers are actually sick. Like, they are designing it so people freak out, like, properly freak out. When you're pumping in literally new X's all the time, it is just hilarious. It's hilarious.
Are all these people, slash contestants, they have to have at least 10 X's or something, because how are they kind of just powering them all in?
Well, that's it. They must, like, do spidergrams of, like, all the people who are interconnected.
How many people have you been out with? How many people have you...
Exactly.
And their contact details.
That's exactly it. They must do, which is mental, because you're on your application form, you've got to list all your exes. That would be crazy.
Do you need another page here? Here, boss.
Exactly.
Got another shout out, Phil.
But yeah, no, it's just been kicking off big time. So, yeah, that's basically what's been going on in Spoilers on Screen this week.
Ooh, I do like that, man. I will be checking out Narcos. That sounds very, very interesting and my sort of program.
Yeah. It is. It is my.
I do like your recommendations.
Yeah,
but I do suggest go see The Martian.
Oh, I'm all over it. I'm all over it. Probably this week.
Yeah.
So we're basically at the end of another show, Arnil.
Oh, it's been 2 hours already.
It has been 2 hours. Time flies when you're having a moderate amount of fun.
Yes, well,
as our listeners know,
we've done our fair share of community work. We've helped out a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they all know now. They probably literally, like, these guys are unbelievable. How altruistic they are. They just help it. They're here to help other people.
I bet Anna is walking right now and she's already dumped her peanut butter in the bin.
Absolutely. They've empowered me.
I don't need this anymore.
Take that, crunchy nut.
Wait, I need the spoon.
Yeah. She'll be running back to that bin by the end of the night. I was too quick. They made me feel stronger than I actually am.
I didn't wean myself off.
It's been a good show, though.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
We're going to be back next week, guys. Next Thursday at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know the time by now, and we'll be through till 6.
That's right.
We do want to. If you've got any suggestions for buzzwords next week, send them in as well.
Email them in, Johnny and Arnell at fubarradio.com,
or at Johnny and Arnell on Twitter.
Indeed.
Or at Johnny I Cochran.
Or at INELINELL.
Absolutely. Apart from that, we'll be seeing you guys next week at 4 p.m. on Thursday. Thanks for tuning in this week. That's and right. See you then.
Bye. Netflix.